Illumination. I take illuminating ideas from within and write well. Illumination. I take illuminating ideas from within and write well. The genius within me, within all, is always present. It's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Always there. And it's up to me to enjoy it as I wish, and write it as I wish, and live it as I wish. This is all that's up to me, and all that I have to do, and all that I can do. Now, that illumination is waiting to be used. That illumination is waiting to be revealed. That illumination is waiting to be had a lot of fun with. But are you going to have fun with your illumination? Are you going to have fun with the ideas that bubble up from within, and are you going to write them down? All of us have ideas that are bubbling up from within, and bubbling up from within, and bubbling up from within, and we do nothing about it. We do absolutely nothing about all of the glorious ideas that bubble up from within our soul, from within our heart, from within our being. And then we say to ourselves, well, we are not very brilliant. We are not very exciting. We are not very interesting. And we're not. We're not because we don't take advantage of those ideas that well up from within us, and by writing well, thinking well, living well. We have a genius within us. It's just always present, always there, always ready to let us know whatever it is that we want to think about. We have beautiful ideas about whatever we want to think about. Now, we can think about anything. It doesn't matter what we think about, because whatever it is, we may be the first ones to think it, or we may be just one of many who are thinking it. We think about the atmosphere. We think about the stars. We think about the moon, the sun, and the wind and the rain. We think about all these things. And as we think about them, we think, well, now let's see. Wouldn't there be a wonderful way to utilize them to our benefit? What was the first man who came up with the wheel? Did he roll a log along? Did he come up with a wheel? What did he do when he came up with it? Did he have any idea what it was going to be? Or was he just sort of creating something out of his mind and not really knowing what it's going to be, but just working on it? We all do that. We all have imagination. We all have illumination. We all have inspiration. These wonderful things come popping up in our intelligence, and they say things to us, and we sometimes say, well, yeah, but what? How can I use it? Where is it going to be beneficial? What am I going to do with it? What am I going to do with it? How is it going to be used? And you see, this is not what the genius asks. The genius says, ah, that's interesting. Let's see what that is. Let's see what that comes out to be. I'm making this circle, this wheel. Oh, that's interesting. Now, am I making this wheel because I need something to move objects along? Or am I making a wheel just because it's a thought that came to my mind? A thought that had no ties to it. The great scientists who come up with imagination beyond imagination have really no thought about what they're doing. Oh, they're thinking about one thing. And because they're thinking about one thing, they're inspired to think about other things. And as they're thinking about these other things, they don't always know how they could fit in with the program that they're working on. But they just think. And that's what you and I can do. We don't need to be literary geniuses. We don't need to be scientists of high repute. We don't need to have any of these wonderful blessings. All we do is to be ourselves and have fun. Just imagine what you're doing. Make anything out of anything that you like. Be creative. Be inspiring. Be illuminating. Write down what you're thinking about. And you'd be surprised. I tell everyone who wants to write, I say, write. Just take a sheet of paper and start writing. It doesn't matter what you write, just start writing. And after a while, ideas will start coming to you because you've got the channel open. And then, as you're writing, then you'll start writing significant or meaningful things to you. And you'll say to yourself, oh, this first stuff I wrote was pretty good, but it has no purpose. It sure had a purpose. It opened up the channel. It opened up your thinking. It started you being wise and illumined. That illumination, that wisdom was always there, but you hadn't brought it out. And so, if you have the courage, and few people do, but if you have the courage, you'll take those first 5, 10, 20 pages that you've written and just throw them away and keep on writing, because now you've gotten into the flow. Now you've gotten into the flow of ideas, and the ideas that you're in the flow of, you would have never imagined when you first started writing. You would have never imagined when you first started your illumination. I take illuminating ideas from within and write well. But how do I get to those illuminating ideas? How do I get to those illuminating ideas to get them to shine forth? Well, in the field of writing, I start writing. I just write. I'm going to write some poetry. What do you know about poetry? I'm going to write some poetry. I'm going to write something that rhymes. I'm going to write something that is beautiful, that is expressing ideas in words and so forth. Now, what ideas do I want to express in words? Well, let's express idea of love, idea of peace, idea of joy, idea of sun. Sun is a physical object. What do you mean that is an idea? Well, what is the purpose of the sun? What does the sun do? Just these are all ideas. These are all concepts. These are all imagination. And when I set my illumination, my imagination, my intuition to work on it, my illumination brings it forth in brilliance and wonder and magic. And the genius in me sparkles out, and I think and speak and write illuminating ideas. And it is wonderful to see what comes up. Can you imagine the great theological writers who had some ideas about theology, and they started writing, and they wrote books after books after books telling of what their thinking was about the theological ideas that came to their mind. Now, that thinking, those theological ideas may be insignificant as far as another person is concerned, but for them, it was opening the channel, and they got the flow going, and they wrote. And some of them wrote great books. And some of them, we've never heard about them and never will hear about them because it was for the person who wrote it. You and I have genius within us. And as you and I, as you and me, as we let go of this genius, as we let this genius flow, and we let it flow by writing it down, by speaking it, by thinking it, as we let it go, and we reveal it, we find that there is magic within us that is unbelievable. There are dreams and there are thoughts and there are wheels yet to be created, yet to be invented. There are airplanes yet to be invented. There are flight by mind, by attitude. There is teleportation, illumination of ideas like that, that you say, oh my goodness, that's way out. No, it isn't. It's way in. And when you let that inner flow in you, when I let that inner flow within me flow on all these ideas that are called way out, I find they're not so way out after all. They're rather beautiful, rather perfect, rather normal, rather fantastic, because they're who I am. They're just who I am. And because they are who I am, and I let them out, the magic of my own inner soul begins to reveal itself and begins to come out again and again and again. It begins to come out in beautiful forms, in beautiful ideas, in beautiful writing, speaking, and thinking that is illuminating and fantastic and glorious and wonderful. But that's me. That's me, being myself and having fun. That's me, illumination. I take illuminating ideas from within and write them well. Join me in this wonderful game, because that's who you are. That's who I am. I'm the genius. You're the genius. We're the genius waiting to boom forth, burst forth, be how wonderful we are, now and always. Have a glorious day, and know that you're very, very, very loved.